Hey everybody, thanks for listening to iOS Dev Discussions. This episode is another conversion from a YouTube video. In this episode, we talk all about how to get software engineering interviews, and we do it in two phases. First phase is all about your online presence, and then I give some tactical advice, you know, what sites to go to, etc. Now, like I said, this is a conversion from a YouTube video. I am going to have the original content coming soon on the podcast. Stay tuned in the next few weeks. You should see that. But for now, we're sticking to the YouTube videos. Hope you enjoy it. What's going on, everybody? In today's video, we're going to talk about how to get software developer interviews. And we're going to do this in two phases. We're going to first talk about your online presence and how to build that up and how that will help you. And then in the second phase, we'll talk about how to actually go about, you know, getting those interviews. So my name is Sean Allen. I'm an iOS developer in San Francisco. Been doing it for about 3.5 years now. I've interviewed at pretty much every company in Silicon Valley. So I've kind of gone through the paces here. So I wanted to share the information on how I got those interviews at, you know, Apple, Coinbase, Facebook, Lyft, etc. But before we dive into that, let's hear from today's sponsor. This video is sponsored by DevMountain, a 12-week in-person bootcamp where you can learn web development, iOS development, and UI UX design. Now, if you know my story, I myself am a bootcamp grad, and it was part of my process to become a full-time iOS developer, which I have been here in Silicon Valley for the past 3 years. Now, I even had a member of my community go through the DevMountain program, and now he is a full-time iOS developer. I even did an interview with him about it on my channel here. You can check that out. And, you know, disclaimer, I did that interview before DevMountain reached out to sponsor the channel, so there's no bias there. And, you know, he did it. I, like I said, myself am a bootcamp grad, so if you feel a bootcamp is for you, I think it works and I recommend it. Now, if you are interested in learning more about DevMountain, there will be a link in the description, so check that out. All right, let's talk about phase one first. And I call this phase one because this is what you should be doing to kind of like lay the groundwork. And this is your online presence. Now, the easiest thing, and relatively easy, I should say, is to create your own personal website, blog, portfolio, etc. Here on the screen, I'm showing mine. To be fair, it needs updated. Haven't updated it in a bit, but this is a good example. So it's just basically, you know, an about section, portfolio, what I'm working on, that sort of stuff. But really with Squarespace, Wix, mine's on GitHub Pages. I actually coded the HTML and CSS myself. A little bit of JavaScript in there. But yeah, this is the very minimum, in my opinion, that you should have, because I believe it's 2019 almost. Like, your online presence is your resume, in my opinion. So having a home base like this that people can go check out, learn about you, see your work, see what you've done, see what you're up to, is very important to have. Now, at this personal website, I don't have this because I have this YouTube channel, but you could have a blog to showcase your knowledge, whether it's, you know, something you learn. Like, I'm an iOS developer, maybe you want to do a blog on how to build table views or something like that. Just showcase your knowledge or showcase your experience in the industry. Like I said, having a place where people can go find out as much about you as possible, and hopefully you're only showing, you know, some of the best things out there. Again, that is your resume in 2019, in my opinion. Now, like I said, I believe this is one of the easier ways to go. You could go way overboard, kind of like I did, with like a YouTube channel or a podcast, or any kind of content creation will definitely help solidify your online presence. And then, even though I just said your online presence is your resume in 2019, you still have to have an actual resume. So I'm showing my website again here. I have a resume section that you can click and look at my resume. Now you can see here, I've helped a lot of people out with their resumes recently, and a lot of people still have that old school mentality of just black and white, no pictures, no design, just, you know, Times New Roman font, really boring, you don't stand out. I don't know, especially working in Silicon Valley with a bunch of creative people and entrepreneurs, I just don't think that's the way to go. Don't go overboard with it, don't get me wrong, but you know, show some creativity in your resume. I think that really stands out. And the reason I think that stands out is because I think a big skill is knowing how to market yourself. So if you can put together a nice, well-designed resume that stands out, that's not, you know, way too over the top, I think that shows you know how to market yourself, which is a valuable skill in getting these job interviews. Now, I already know I'm probably gonna get a lot of comments about my resume in the comment section. So here I did a video dissecting it, talking about all the sections and how I did it and my opinions on it. So if you want to deep dive into how I did my resume, check out this video here. Link will be in the description. And then finally, and this is a good segue from online presence to how to actually get these job interviews, and that is Twitter. I believe very, very strongly in Twitter. Yes, it has its problems with all the political stuff, but just if you focus on the developer community in Twitter, it is amazing. And I highly recommend any developer get involved in their respective Twitter community. For example, I'm a Swift developer, so Swift community is amazing, but you know, if you're a JavaScript developer, I'm sure that community is just as great. But the point is, it's Twitter is a way to build your network. And you know, your network is your net worth. And that's kind of a little preview into the next section of this video and how to get these job interviews using your network. Twitter is an amazing way to build that. And, you know, maybe you like to tweet dumb stuff. I don't know. Create a separate Twitter account that is just for developers and it's more professional, and all you do is follow other developers in your space, and you can just contribute to the conversation, get involved. And again, I love Twitter. It has been so valuable to me. I mean, it is no lie one of the most important tools that has helped my developer career, hands down. So if you're not using Twitter, get on that. All right, like I said, Twitter was the segue into like, okay, what can you actually do to get these interviews? So let's talk about that now, sticking with Twitter. Again, I did a whole video about it, but really it's just networking on Twitter and being patient. Like, just because you follow developers at Google or whatever company you want to work at, don't just spam them and say, hey, can I have an interview? It takes time to build up those relationships. You know, get involved in the conversations they're having, meaningfully contribute. You know, don't just leave a thumbs up emoji, like actually start conversations. And over time, you'll start building these, you know, kind of relationships with these people. And then after that, then you can say, hey, you know, so-and-so, I've been looking for a job. Would you mind passing on my resume to, you know, the hiring team at Google or whatever? And 9 times out of 10, if you've built that relationship, you know, fairly well, they're going to be happy to do it. And, you know, sometimes they actually get a referral if you get hired. So there is an incentive for them too. But again, once you build that relationship, most of the time, the developers in the Twitter community will be more than happy to pass on your resume to the hiring department. So again, that is a great way to get interviews. But the key here is patience. Again, you have to build that relationship first and make it genuine. I mean, don't make it all about the interview. Like I said earlier, your network is your net worth. So even if you don't get an interview with that company, just building as many relationships with developers in your community as possible is only going to benefit you in the long run. Next up, we have AngelList. Now, this is for typically smaller startups. This is how I got my very first developer job. I found it on AngelList. You see here, I have the AngelList website up, and you can just kind of type in what you're looking for, the city, if you want full-time or contracting. You know, the number of employees, you can kind of filter it how you want, but this will pull up. Like, I remember when I was first looking for a job, I applied to like 60 companies all on this. I just went right down the list. Anything that looked interesting, I applied to. And because these are all smaller startups, you know, they're not like a Google that gets thousands of applications a day. So your application is most likely going to be seen. Whether your application is good or not, that's a different story. And that's where that online presence come in. You know, if you submit your application, they check out your website, they see your blog, maybe you see a podcast, like all that stuff stands out. So this, the online presence and actually applying for these job interviews, really goes hand in hand. So I highly recommend AngelList. Again, that is how I got my first job, and I know many people in my community have gotten jobs through there as well, so I can personally vouch for that one. And then next up, I want to talk about Hired. Now, this is not a sponsored video, but there will be a link, a referral link to Hired in the description, but I've also gotten plenty of interviews through here. I got an interview with PayPal, Postmates via Hired. Now, the thing with Hired is you actually have to pass kind of their filter process to even get on the site. So that is the benefit to the companies that are looking for people on Hired, is all the candidates have been, you know, pre-filtered for the most part. So once you get onto the platform, or I'm sorry, you get approved for the platform, there's a high likelihood you're going to get an interview. So definitely take the time to fill out, you know, this profile, fill it out well, really, you know, put some time into it, because if you get approved, again, you're almost certainly going to get an interview at some point. And then lastly, you could do what I call is go through the front door. And that is literally go to, you know, lyft.com, careers, jobs, hit apply. And you're just, I call that going through the front door. That is the least likely to succeed. I mean, it's way better to, like I said, get a contact on Twitter and have them put your resume directly to the hiring manager, because you'll almost certainly get an interview that way. When you go through the front door, there's a very high likelihood you might not even get a response, or they just shut you down right away. So use this as a last resort. Again, use things like networking on Twitter as a first resort, then go to like AngelList and Hired. Between these three, and again, if your online presence is strong, then you should be able to get a few interviews out of this way. Now, I do want to say this was not by any means an exhaustive list of ways to get interviews. There's tons of other ways. These are just the methods I use to get interviews at, you know, some of the biggest companies in Silicon Valley, and it has worked out for me. So wanted to share that information. If you have any questions or want to continue the discussions in the comments, please leave a comment. I'm very responsive in the comments. And if you like what I'm doing here, consider subscribing. I put out Swift news every Monday and a tutorial or two throughout the week. See you in the next one.